Doing well, and yourself?
I'm doing great, Corey. Welcome back to Fade to Black.
Thank you.
And, you know, Corey, I don't know if you've been listening to David and I tonight. I'm assuming that you are. But I got to throw this out of the gate. You've been talked about a lot this past year. I'm sure it's been a roller coaster for you. But now you've got a cape that you're wearing that says whistleblower right on the back. And that's a lot of pressure. How are you dealing with it?
I've definitely felt the pressure of it all. And, you know, there have also been consequences from it. And, you know, there's been a level of harassment around my physical location, not just on the internet, by trolls and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So, you know, we had a couple break-in attempts to our house. We've had some pretty wild and crazy stuff go on. So, it definitely has not... was not what all I expected it to be.
And it's going to get worse before it gets better. But, you know, this is the thing, as they say, right? The meek shall inherit the earth. Let's not forget that. And when things like that happen to good people, it's because you matter, right? Now, I'm going to give you a little piece of advice. I'm sure David has said these things to you, too, as well. They don't attack or harass people that don't matter. Okay? Always remember that. If it stops, then you're going to say, maybe I don't matter anymore. So always remember that. You know, if it's happening, it's because your voice counts. And, during the dark times, that doesn't mean anything. But if you can get solace in it, just remember those words. It's because you matter. So now, okay, let's, I want to talk about, I know you've got some updates, Corey, and let's get to that in a second. But one of, and I've gotten a few emails here live during the show, and I'm watching some things over on Twitter, too. Breakaway civilizations and underground stuff and things that are occurring right now. Do the breakaway civilizations, are they overlapping with your contact and the things that you have experienced?
Overlapping as in... are the experiences related?
Yeah, and could they be one and the same?
A lot of the time, the experiences people think that they're having with extraterrestrials or ascended beings are actually experiences that they're having with one of these ancient breakaway civilizations that mostly reside within the Earth.
Right. And, you know what, let's back up for a second. For the audience that may have not heard you speak before or any of the presentations that you've done with David, help us right now and define the Blue Avians.
The Blue Avians are one of a group that the secret space program coined the Sphere Being Alliance. They don't call themselves that. They haven't called themselves anything as of yet to me. I'm sorry. What?
Well, because
what are the Blue Avians? I mean, that's a very broad question.
It is, yeah. And it's something that has been spoken about so much on the internet. And there are people right now listening for some of your disclosure stuff. And when we reference Blue Avians moving forward with tonight, and we have just a little bit of time here, I just want you to define that for the audience so they have a reference point as to what we're going to be talking about.
Right. Okay, they're higher density group of beings that apparently are tied to what's going on in the solar system karmically somehow, and or energetically they're tied to it. So they are, I guess they have their own vested interest in helping us overcome our yin and yang, and find balance and harmony, you know, as they did. So they were able to go on to a higher plane of existence.
Since you were on with us last, which was probably, I don't know, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, what contact have you had, and what information can you share with us?
With the Blue Avians, or are you talking about with the Sphere
Alliance in general? Yes.
Well, yeah, mostly it's been with the Secret Space Program Alliance. There have been a couple meetings that I've had with the Blue Avians. Some of it has been information that's of a personal nature or personal information about other people. And there's been they've really wanted to pull back from being in everybody's consciousness and everybody thinking about them. People are, you know, reaching out to them with their minds and, you know, looking outward instead of doing what, you know, the message is about, which is them looking inward to shine the light inward into all those dark places and then, you know, start to change the world one person at a time.
And if the collective consciousness here is thinking about them and reaching out to them, is that running interference in how they want to communicate with us? Is that why they are pulling back?
Exactly. Pardon me. I'm losing my voice.
That's okay.
Yes, they're pulling back because they do not want to be the focus of attention. They want us to focus our attention inwardly. So I will probably be giving updates and information about the SSP groups and also some of these other off-world groups. But the Blue Avians are wanting to take more of a backseat kind of position and let people look forward.
And what is the update with the SSP, the Secret Space Program that you were referring to?
Well, there's actually it's several updates having to do with several different topics, not all of which I've had an opportunity to brief David on. I plan on we're going to do that, I believe, tomorrow. But a lot of it has to do with all the negotiating that's going on in the background between the Earth-based alliance and the different secret Earth government syndicates or cabal-type groups. And they're negotiating what type of information will be released to the public, what type of transition will happen, and they're having the discussion with the people of the syndicate that are coming to the table to talk. Some of the more extreme people that we call the Illuminati, the more disturbed of the disturbed groups, are really planning on fighting to the bitter end.
When you say that they want to come to the table, what is it that they are proposing, and what is that agenda?
Well, the agenda is exactly what we're seeing unfold. A lot of the Earth Alliance have come to the decision that when we become a galactic, we get in contact with our galactic neighbors, we're obviously going to have to form some sort of new global government. And, you know, the New World Order was not the way to go, but they wanted to find a way to do it responsibly and to bring everybody under a new financial system. And also to give people a partial disclosure about what's going on with certain aspects of the Secret Space Program and eventually other beings, instead of like a massive data dump like the Secret Space Program Alliance has been pushing for.
Did you see, David, I can't believe we didn't bring this up, but we'll do it now. Did you guys see the Black Knight Satellite Pepsi 10-minute film?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
And there's a very, very strong message that is there. And this is something that you and Corey have been talking about, or you and David, either way, for quite a long time. And then, you know, Pepsi comes out with this. With this message, is that coincidence or is
no? And this would be an Illuminati group, because the ship that opens up at the end is perfectly in the shape of the Eye of Horus.
You saw that, didn't you?
Of course. So they're still trying to sell this narrative, which is their religion, that they are the descendants of fallen angels, extraterrestrials, which they believe are the good guys, that came here and as part of a ruined civilization. Very few of them survived, but they landed here, and that always seems to be how the negative goes. The negative gets almost completely wiped out, but just a few of them make it, and then they reboot the whole thing again. And that's why it is so tough to defeat these people, because they're so devout fundamentalist about their religion that if only a few of them make it, they're going to try to do it all again.
Corey, what do you think about the recent developments in the Middle East as well, you know, between Saudi Arabia and Iran? I've been talking about this all night, but I don't think that this is coincidence to come on the heels of the reported successes that we were having in Iraq and Syria in that civil war and ISIS and so forth. And then immediately after, what little taste of good news the media was reporting, boom, the next day we have this discord going on between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Is that another attempt to keep this imbalance on planet Earth and our acceptance into the Galactic Federation?
Well, it is both a part of what this, I guess, cabal group has been stirring up over there. And also, it's the side effects of them stirring things up over there. Russia and China finally stepping up. China's more involved than Western media's letting people know. But Russia is intensely bombing ISIS locations. There are ground troops in. They are. They're cleaning up a big mess that was created by putting in these proxy armies that ISIS and these other groups are, that are also connected to Saudi Arabia and Turkey, usually split through the big schism between the Shias and the
Sunnis. Yep.
Yeah. So it's very dynamic there. There's a lot going on, and a lot of it has to do with finally everyone knows that there are several proxy governments and proxy armies operating on behalf of the West, causing most of these problems in the Middle East. And they're coming together against these proxy governments and these proxy armies right now.
It's you know what's really funny, and David, you can jump in here too. Is there anybody in the West? I mean, when I say anybody, is there anybody in the West that really understands what is going on? If there was ever a definition of a proxy war, it's certainly what is happening right now. Does anybody in the West have any clue about what is going on there with the sectarian violence and the clans and the tribes that have been fighting each other for 1,000 years?
I'm surprised at how many people are informed about what is going on and are turning to alternative media for information that they know they're not getting elsewhere. And they're educating themselves. They may hold it at arm's length, the information, because it's so different than the reality bubble that's been created for them. But, you know, now they have this information, access to this information, and are paying attention to it.
David?
What we're seeing now is really the culmination of the revolution that started with Woodstock and the late 1960s. It's just finally gotten to a point where it's becoming a multi-generational combined vision of a future where we can imagine giving peace a chance, to quote John Lennon. And people want that. They don't want war. They don't want terrorism. They don't want that stuff. We don't need to play my God is better than your God, and no one in your society deserves more than being raped and tortured because we don't like your vision of the cosmic intelligence. We got to let go of that stuff. It's old world thinking, and it's a paradigm that has cost us countless millions of lost lives for ridiculous purposes. And we're all realizing now in our own way that there is a common enemy here, because this whole disclosure process, the way that these higher beings like the Sphere Being Alliance are orchestrating this is the cabal is completely hog-tied. They cannot crash the whole system. They are being forced to be exposed week after week, month after month, year after year, and they can't get people in concentration camps. They can't get the American economy collapsing so that people are going out into the yard and trying to eat their grass that they normally would mow. They're not able to get that to happen. They would love it to happen, but they're not going to get it to work. This whole process is going to continue to unfold in a way where lives are mostly preserved, in which our way of life is mostly preserved, and more people gradually awaken to this, but gradual awakening also is spiked with certain moments like the Snowden NSA disclosures, where we find out, wow, these cool little toys where I was storing selfies of my dick and sending them to my girlfriend, guess what? Eddie Snowden is looking at that too. Okay, that's an invasion of our privacy. We're supposed to have a cloud. We're supposed to have security. We don't want these people looking in on our stuff, you know? Almost everybody had compromising stuff on their phone up until this happened. Some people probably say, oh, I got nothing to hide. You know, they're not going to come after me. That's the wrong attitude, man.
There's nothing on my phone. I can promise you that.
Me either, man. I don't even...
No. To sit at the table with the Sphere Alliance... everybody that is that each civilization that is accepted into it, did they have to go through the process that we're going through now?
When are you, you're talking about to get where they are now?
Yes,
yes, yes. They started off third, fourth density, and went through the whole process of ascending to each level to get to where they are now.
And not to be cavalier, but did they also have like a Black Knight satellite Pepsi film too? You know what I mean?
I really don't know what you mean. Well, are you talking about awakening process?
Yeah, I'm being tongue-in-cheek, but right now we're seeing that here. And did that same process happen with each civilization that you know was presented an opportunity to sit at the table
and become a part of the Sphere Being Alliance?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All of these groups have gone through everything that we have, and they're, you know, far removed from it because they experience time differently and all kinds of other things. But, they've gone through the same process, and they're tied to us energetically or karmically, and us not ascending or making any movement, we're acting like a parachute for them.
And why do you think, I think the Black Knight film, you know, it's 10 minutes long. It's not, you know, it's not a commercial. You know, it's a film. It's done with intention. I find it remarkable in that it's never been presented to us before, and what better way to do it than with a celebrity, Usher, right? And a corporate conglomerate like Pepsi to present to the world. I find it fascinating that that message is there for everybody to see.
Well, also, I put in one of my updates that that was exactly how the Earth Alliance and the people they're making deals with wanted to go about things. They wanted to, in science fiction and, you know, commercials, all the different media they control, they wanted to also start introducing some of the stuff that more people like us are going to be familiar with. You know, gray aliens, things from UFO lore, if you will be finding its way into mainstream science fiction more. I mean, it blew me away. My child was watching a TV show called Miles from Tomorrowland. It's a cartoon. And they were deciphering these stones and talking about the ancient builders. And I mean, I sat there with my jaw, my mouth hanging open, watching it, and I DVR'd it. I'm going to do a video clip of it and put it up. But it's nothing less than drip partial disclosure already occurring right now.
Can you imagine how many millions of people watched the Pepsi film and then went and Googled Black Knight Satellite just to see if it was real or not, the subject? Mm-hmm. You know, never before. I mean, they did our work for us. And David, you touched upon this earlier, but this is something that's very, very important. I talk about it all the time, which is the audience that is listening to us right now, it's the wrong audience. It's the wrong audience.
Exactly.
Because they're here because they get it. And they want reinforcement. They want some new information, and they're excited and that. But it's also the wrong audience. What Pepsi did for us is they did it to the right audience. The audience that has never heard of Black Knight Satellite or Federation or ET Contact or the Betterment of Earth or what we have to do to change the paradigm. Pepsi did that for us. They're speaking to the other audience.
Well, there's two levels to look at this, and I would encourage you to think back to Edgar Cayce, the noted American psychic who did 14,000 readings under deep trance where he didn't remember when he woke up and could diagnose people's medical problems. It does appear, and most people who are aware of my work know this, that I am extremely similar to him in terms of how my face looks and my natal astrology, where the planets are when I was born. Several people that I know appear to be just like people in his life. So if you want to call that reincarnation or vibrational similarity, whatever. The point is that Cayce did a reading during World War II with a group called the Glad Helpers. There was about 39 people in the room. And they asked, what can we do about World War II? Because remember, nobody wanted there to be a Hitler. You don't sit there and say, you know, I'd love it if there was this crazy guy with a little mustache that's going to start killing everybody that he can, and bashing through all these countries and bashing through their sacred areas and decapitating the governments, you know. Nobody wanted Hitler, but he was there. What can you guys do sitting there in Virginia Beach in a little room with a man completely unconscious talking in trance? They said, what can we do? And the reading, which is basically these, it's obviously the same type of beings that are in the Spear Being Alliance that we're talking through, Cayce, said, there are enough people in this room right now to end World War II. And the reason why, again, gets back to the fact that this is a hologram and there's only one of us here. We are all holograms of the one infinite creator. We are all individual manifestations of a cosmic awareness. And when you go back to what happens in Tibet with these rainbow body meditations, once you really get the nature of cosmic awareness and you start to embody that awareness in your daily life, you'll be happy, you'll be a positive person, you'll be somebody that everybody wants to be around. and you eventually merge with that awareness, and that act is so beneficial to the earth that even getting part of the way there as a group, a small group of people, they're choosing, I'm going to make today a special day. I'm going to decide today to do something to create value for myself and for others. That has so much power that these negative groups, they just wither like vampires in the sunlight when you do that.
Let's take a quick break. Tonight, David Wilcock and Corey Good are with us. This is Fade to Black. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. It's our premiere on TalkNetwork.com. Everybody just stay patient. When we come back, we've got to wrap with one thing and one thing only. What can we do? I want to hear from Corey. What can we do to affect change in 2016? I'm your host, Jimmy Church. This is Fade to Black. We'll be right back. Corey, I had said, at the break there, that 2015 is behind us, and it was a mass of negative consciousness, and the ebb and flow of that around the world was just bad. It went south all year long. Here we are. We're in 2016. Yeah. What can we do?
Well, we've moved into a new operational mode for us as people who call ourselves truthers. You have to understand that this community has been infiltrated by these negative groups since it began in the late 40s, early 50s, and they've found ways, just like they always do, of keeping people separate and arguing with each other and building all of these new belief systems that cause us to put ourselves into a bubble instead of, expand outwardly when it comes to disinformation getting out. So we're going to have to, as a group, we're going to have to overcome all of these philosophical differences and bad blood. And we're going to have to start coming together out in a public way. Doing, protests, doing different things that bring attention not just to are there aliens in the world, but, we want to know about this giant Ponzi scheme. We want to know that is the financial system. We want to know about secret technologies that could have made our lives better generations ago. Not just about are there aliens and UFOs, because the public has been programmed with the giggle factor on this topic so thoroughly that it's going to have to be something that is approached broadly. But it is time for all of us to come together and do this across the globe, not just in Washington, D.C. I'm talking everywhere, because continuing to do these meditations are great. They have a definite influence on what's going on in the world. But we have to put ourselves fully in it. And as embarrassing as it may, you may imagine it to be to talk to people you would normally talk to about this kind of stuff, we're going to have to reach outside of our comfort zones. And we're going to have to be the change.
Well said. And David, I know you're going to say yes, everything that Corey said, but what can we do to affect change? Because Corey's absolutely right. There's no doubt about it. And I've been, I've gone public with it over the last week about just, one step at a time. We need to do this. If all of us are just a little bit better and a little bit nicer. I told, what I said to everybody? I said, go out on go do your Christmas shopping and go up to a complete stranger and say Merry Christmas. And watch what it does to their face. It little steps like that actually make a difference. But and how can you add to that?
To try to bring in some additional new information in the time that we have, I would recommend that people understand, getting back to what I said before, with chaos and complexity theory, I was describing particles of sand falling into a sand pile and that being modeled in a supercomputer, and that they could track where every particle was up until the system reaches peak instability. And then there is something like an avalanche. And in the aftermath of the avalanche, the sand pile reorganizes into a greater level of complexity. And so there is such a huge movement of forces now, including some of the intel we're getting now, is that the Chinese now have developed their own black ops and special forces, very elite troops that are systematically wiping out everything that the cabal's got left of their proxy armies in Turkey, Saudi Arabia, all over the place in the Middle East, because that's really where one of the biggest battlefronts in this war is, with the fake ISIS.
That's right.
There's going to be a breaking of the dam. There's going to be a mass level of information saturation of new stuff, which will be like, as I've said before, the analogy, if you throw up, you'll feel better. And that's going to be the avalanche part. It's going to be people who have been kind of sitting this out, and they're living in fear, and they're not doing the homework, and they're not, they don't want to see Hitler. They don't want to look at, the Hitler's already invaded their country. Paperclip project after World War II, all the Nazis came here, right? They don't want to see Hitler. They just want to stay asleep. Oh, well, he won't get me. You know, I'm just going to stay in my house. I'll be fine. Okay, those people are going to be really shocked at any level of the disclosure of the stuff that we're talking about. Forget about even space program data dump. I'm just talking about even the most basic revelation that an intergenerational satanic cult has been running our financial system. That alone is going to create a mass trauma. If people find out that 9/11, if they get proof that 9/11 was organized by the Bush administration, that is going to cause a mass purging of negative emotion. And the people who are listening to this show will be you listening right now. I'll talk to you personally. You are absolutely instrumental in helping this thing go smoothly. You will be one of those agents of change that will help to ensure that people do not suffer from fear, because that's the great plague. It's very infectious and contagious. And the cabal, as they go down, moment by moment, bullet by bullet, even as their arms get blown off and their legs get blown off, they're going to try to spin the whole thing as if the people that are bringing them down are evil and they're good. And we've been brainwashed. We say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Oh, well, we're the only country that has freedom, right? Everybody else out there, they're all slaves. Look in the mirror, dude. It's just the opposite. We've had propaganda out the wazoo.
Yes.
It's we are like a Soviet gulag here. And when people have to give up that dream of America, the Sarah Palin is out there smiling with 10 million teeth in her mouth. Come on. It's over. America failed, but the dream of America needs to be reborn in the eyes of the people who want revolution and want the truth and are not willing to sit by and allow Hitler in the new form to just stamp over everybody in his blitzkrieg, because that's what's happening. You have to have the balls to fight back, and the fight is education. It's informing people about the truth, because they're going to laugh until you get Snowden 2.0, until you get the documents, until you get the proof. And then all of a sudden, these people, they're not going to want to get out of bed. You're going to have to go to their house. You're going to have to get them out of bed. You're going to have to make them take a shower. You're going to have to make them eat food. Make them drink water, because they're going to be that upset. And we need to go through this. If we don't throw up, we will die from the poison. It's that simple.
Corey, do you think, David and I talked about this earlier, but there seems to be, and it's kind of obvious, that there has been this drip, drip, drip trickle of information, certainly about Mars, now that, you know, there's flowing water on Mars, and they had an atmosphere, but it was blown away cosmically. I find that interesting. It was, you know, probably done in a nuclear conflict, you know, millions of years ago. But and the prevalence of image information about objects that are just strewn all over the surface of Mars, and this information is being trickled out to us. Is it because if we have a civilian run at a Mars colony that we're going to get there and find out that there was something there, and that there's a trickle of information now, so we're a little bit desensitized for when the big revelations come, which I think are going to be very soon?
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious that they're ramping up the preparation of mass consciousness and people of different demographics for some very uncomfortable information, although they're planning on doing a partial disclosure and give just larger drips until, you know, people's thirst is quenched and they stop asking questions. And a lot of this stuff will be so amazing that people will be like, oh, free energy, you know, and they'll turn their back to all the crimes against humanity that went on to keep all that stuff secret. And those crimes against humanity are what these elites, so-called elites, are going to be held accountable for. And that's what all these documents contain, are the evidence of their crimes. And a lot of these, sort of like the Snowden documents, a lot of this was the NSA's documents that they used to blackmail different people in power to toe the line. And now all this information has been released to most of the Earth Alliance groups. And so, you know, they don't want to let you know, Schrodinger's cat out of the bag fully.
Is there and I want both of you to comment on this, so I'll go with David first. That's a coin toss. You know, somebody said to me the other day, when you flip a coin, when you call heads or tails, no matter what you call, you know which way you want it to fall, right? it was kind of an interesting thing. But David, is there we're in an election year right now. Is there a cabal candidate right now?
I'm not sure exactly what you're asking. Are you saying
somebody that's propped up?
Have they picked somebody that they definitely want? Is that
yes,
what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, it's interesting because the Bush side of things has now been so thoroughly exposed that you got Trump at like 38% and Jeb at like 1%.
Yeah.
Okay, so nobody wants another Bush in there. I don't think there's any possible way, no matter how much they think they can manipulate things, I don't think there's any possible way they could get Jeb in there.
It's interesting how that happened. You know, it's pretty funny how somebody with the family, with the money, with the history and everything else, the CIA and so forth, behind Jeb, that the status quo said no.
Well, think about this, Jimmy. How the heck did George Bush Sr. win an election the year after Iran-Contra, where it goes all the way up to the Defense Secretary of the United States of America, Caspar Weinberger, and obviously the President and the Vice President knew about this, that they're selling weapons to a terrorist regime in Iran, and then taking the weapons money to finance a terrorist regime in Nicaragua that is also that is involved in the production of cocaine?
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre.
And then the year later, they win the election? I mean, come on. And then his son wins the election?
I know. It was pretty frightening. Corey,
he did it all himself. That's not true.
Corey.
They all knew what was going on. They get Ronnie Reagan out there. Oh, well, you know, we were just trying to get rid of those nasty Russians that were in Nicaragua with their Sandinista regime. And we're just funding the Contras because we're fighting for America's future with nuclear war, you know?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting, and we all knew it. We saw it happen.
Come on, everybody knew.
Yeah, exactly.
What were you going to say, Corey?
Yeah, Corey, is there a cabal candidate right now propped up?
What I was going to add about that very question is that a lot of times people do not become what we're calling a cabal asset until after they've achieved success and become a candidate, an actual candidate, or have already won power. And that's when they swoop in with either their blackmail material or their threats.
Yeah,
become an asset.
Yeah, you get elected, right? And you're all happy. You show up in the Oval Office and the phone rings. Right.
Yeah, this is a guy that you're reporting to as the leader of the free world.
Yeah, make no mistake about it. Corey, what did you think about this thing with Hillary over the weekend, or actually last Thursday, but about her being, the disclosure, candidate, and her establishing a team to go out to Area 51? What did you think when you read that news?
I had not read that news. I saw a headline about it, so I don't know all the details, but I can tell you that any type of true and honest disclosure is not going to come from the government, and it's not going to come from any of the individuals that we would cast a vote for.
There you go. Okay, now, first off, thank you to the both of you for coming on the show tonight. I want to announce to everybody, first off, that Corey and David will be at the Conscious Life Expo in 5 weeks. Can you guys believe it? It's coming up.
My first public appearance.
And you don't know about this yet, Corey, but David volunteered for you to come on Fade to Black that night. So you guys are going to be speaking right after or during our broadcast that Friday night, but we're going to try to make some special arrangements for you guys to come down and jump on the show for about 5 minutes.
Corey and I go on stage at 8, you go on stage at 7, so there's a window of opportunity there if we get in early. So
yeah, we'll make it happen, okay? Yeah. And so for everybody out there, the audience, that's at the LAX Hilton Conscious Life Expo. And if you go to JimmyChurchRadio.com, I'm sure if you go to DivineCosmos.com, all of the information is there for the Conscious Life Expo. And that's right, Corey is going to be in public for the first time, and I look forward to it. We'll hang out, and we'll go have a drink or two as well, Corey. Okay?
So I'm game.
We'll see you guys in 5 short weeks right here in Los Angeles. David, all the best, my brother. Keep rolling that rock uphill. Same to you, Corey.
Well, let's just add this one thing, too, very important.
Sure.
And that is, if anybody wants to see my show where I'm talking about the Alliance and I'm leaking all this proof of what they're up to and all the stuff now, I'm in a whole thing right now about the history of our solar system, all the ancient builder race stuff. And they want to see the show with Corey, where I'm interviewing him, which goes way beyond what we've been able to cover here. Go to blueavians.com. That's BLUEAVIANS.com. And if you sign up for the show through that, it's $9.95 a month. That's the only way that Corey and I get credit, financial credit, for you watching the show. So if you're going to do it, please do it through that portal.
There you go. Very, very well put. And all of the links are at JimmyChurchRadio.com, everybody. So if you want to go do it. Click. You can go straight there. And there you go. And listen, really quick, this just came up. Corey, both of you, are you guys protected by the Sphere Alliance and the Blue Avians? Do they run a defense line in front of you guys?
Yeah, a certain degree, and it's purely also dependent on our behavior and actions. We can nullify protection or authorize a negative attack by us not behaving ethically or properly.
There you go. You guys behave, okay? There you go, Corey. There's my advice. Behave.
You can count on it.
Yeah. I'll talk to you guys. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
See you, Corey. See you, David.
All right.
Corey Good, David Wilcock, thank you so much. What a great night and premiere on TalkNetwork.com.